So before going any further, I'd like to add that for those just starting out, this may sound complex, and in many ways it is, but I don't do this stuff. I talked to Diane about it. And the point is, I started off back in the 1970s buying a little $18,000 condominium. And I knew nothing about the tax laws. I knew nothing about management. I knew nothing of this. But that's why step one is so vitally important. Simply because if you're going to commit yourself to becoming an investor, which is lifelong learning, it is staggering how much you learn. As I've said in other books and tapes, you know, when people say, well, the intelligent thing to do is to save money. Well, it takes absolutely no financial intelligence to save money. You can train a monkey to save money. And it really takes no financial intelligence to diversify a pack of mutual funds. Zero. Zip. And in fact, it's so unintelligent that I don't know why people even talk about it. You know, anybody can diversify and diversify an account. The point here is this. Diane is the person that educates me, but she can only educate me to my ability to go out and putz around, you know, do my little dinky stupid deals, get in trouble, call her up, say, I did this, I did that. And then she'll correct and say, try this, try that. But if you don't do anything, then everything I say from here on in will sound complex, when it really isn't, if you have enough basis of understanding. So even though it may sound like what we're talking about is over most people's heads, and it is, because it's even over my head, I don't really understand it. But I have somebody like Diane sitting next to me, always educating me about this process. And taxes are your single largest expense, so it needs to be factored into the equation of a professional investor. The simple point here is this. Start small, but the more you learn, have a good CPA helping you learn, you will find out why real estate is the most highly tax-advantaged investment you can buy. Not only is it highly tax-advantaged, it's highly leveraged. As we always say, will your banker loan you money to buy mutual funds? The answer generally is no. They may lend it to some people, but not to most people. But a banker will lend you money to buy real estate. So, going back to step one, keep it simple. Start small. Do several small deals until you get a basis on it. And have a person like Diane Kennedy alongside of you to educate you every step of the way. I mean, I talk to her on a regular basis. I mean, small deals or big deals, I'm talking to her simply because the tax code is thousands and thousands of pages. And I'm a very slow reader. There's no way I'm going back to school to learn the tax code. So the advice that Diane gives me, plus my bumbling and stumbling in the real world, is what really adds to my education. Anything you want to say about that, Diane?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of things that you can do to make your CPA's job easier. First of all, you need to find somebody as an advisor who does understand real estate. So that's key. Make sure you've done a good assessment.
Not all CPAs know real estate. Is that true?
Absolutely, yeah.
A lot of them actually don't like real estate.
Yeah, and so the best way to find out is just ask the question.
Do you invest in real estate?
Right, which is exactly the question that Robert and Kim asked me years ago when we first met.
The reason I know that is because years ago I made the mistake of having a CPA advise me, and I found out that she really hated real estate. I mean, really disliked it. All of her portfolio was in mutual funds, of all things. And so all my advice I'm getting with this little edge to it, you know, why are you doing that? Why are you doing this? You know, buy mutual funds. And only until I asked her, I said, do you own any real estate? She says, yes, I own my house, my beach house, my vacation house in the mountains. I said, no, that's not the kind of real estate I'm talking about. How much income do you make from real estate? When the answer was zero, and it was actually costing her about $12,000 a month to keep up her, you know, her big house, her vacation house in the mountains and beach house, then I said, I need to find another accountant. So